It is the Jasmine brand with EliteDCMag.com, and I'm here with Estelle.
Hello.
So, right before I came, I seen this tweet about,
yeah,
Estelle says Drake is a little...
people out here taking it too far.
Okay, so explain your comment.
I'm doing an interview. They give me like a top, you know, top five, between one and five, all the different rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they said, oh, you know, what do you think of Drake? And I said, well, I like it when he's emotional, but like for girls to sing it, I like it when he raps hard, you know. And it was joking. It wasn't like, this is what I think of Drake, ah. People just taking things, reading headlines and taking it and making it into other... I'm a big advocate of, I will never take back anything I've said.
Okay.
But know the context. You know, don't be out here just saying things just because you've got nothing to write about in your blog or because you feel like you want to high post today.
Right.
Get out here. The block button's way too easy.
The
block button. It's way too easy. Come on. You know, like, I think I just can't do it. I won't get into it. I won't go back and forth. I can't be like, okay, that's fine. It's your opinion. Don't be rude to me. Oh, you just keep being rude?
Right.
We're blocked. You know, and it's an opinion. It's not that serious. It's, you know, Drake is a mate of mine. We email. Come on. You know, and I tell him the same thing. I'm going to need you to give all those songs to me. Yeah. You know, give them to, like, he did an amazing, like, my favorite Drake emotional song
mm-hmm.
that he sang, that he wrote on was Alicia's Unbreakable. Was it Unthinkable? That's beautiful. I just don't want to hear him singing. I like it when he raps better. When he's, like, going hard, you know?
What did you think about Marvin's Room? Is that what you had in mind?
No, I think
I like Marvin's Room. Are you
talking about that? It was more just like when people are sort of, you know, he's being it's just sometimes I just don't want to. I don't like any guys that rap about girl songs. I'm kind of like
enough.
No, I like, I'm a rap head. I'm a hip hop head. I like rapping, you
right?
know? So that was the comment. So everyone needs to stop.
But I think, but when people see the whole video, they'll understand it.
But people are taking the headline and running with it, and people don't want to read. It's the same surface stuff.
Right.
So I don't take it serious. It's not, come on now.
Okay. No. So we cleared that up.
Come on.
Okay. So what can your fans expect from All of Me? That's surprised. Like on this album, do you cover any new content? Do you have any new sort of sound?
Whole lot of new content. My life for the past 3 years.
Okay. Woo! Oh, okay.
It's been amazing. I've been through a lot. I've been touring like crazy. I've been literally writing my life down, you know, so it is emotional. That's why I'm like, as emotional as I am,
right,
you know, like I like when I write songs, as much as I cry, as much as I feel them and stuff like that, I'll never take away from that. That's what I do, you know. And I had to write, cry, sing, scream, laugh to get this album out, you know.
So, well, speaking of that, so how was the recording process for this album?
It was long and varied. It took me 3 years. As soon as I got off the road with American Boy, it was like 2008,
uh-huh.
even. As it came out, I got on the road, and during that entire period, I was writing.
Okay.
And it was people I hated, people that I loved, messed about on me, people that were cool, said they were family, weren't family.
Okay.
You know, it was a lot of Estelle's rising, you know, let's do some stuff, and a lot of bad choices and poor choices on my part. So I was just writing about them all as I was going. It just had to become coherent. It had
okay.
to be on the same plane, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.